And so we're going to oblige. Now, first off, we have our good friend TC in here, who had a very unfortunate incident earlier this morning. TC brought us tacos, leave him alone, from the taco joint, which is very kind. Mm. On the way up here, TC, what happened to you?
I was on Lemon.
Yeah.
And it was really early. Really early. And I hit a patch of ice.
Yeah.
Which whenever you come in at like noon, doesn't happen as much. And caused me to skid a little bit. And so I think what you're the one thing you're supposed to absolutely not do in that situation is brake. So I broke. Mm-hmm. I hit the brakes.
Did you brake on time?
Yeah, always.
Just wondering.
I've been taught that's the key to success. The car behind me then, so I made my way out of it. It wasn't like a big patch of ice or anything, and I was stable and driving down the road, and then the car behind me hit me. So I don't know if he was just wasn't prepared for me to stop, or if he also hit the ice and then skidded into the back of my car or something.
Were you looking for an answer that long, Corby?
Not really. You got rear-ended this morning, right?
Yeah.
You still have a Mustang, right?
Yeah.
Bad damage to the car?
Yeah, no. The back bumper is probably going to need to be replaced. There's like a crunch near the wheel well, which will probably be the real expensive.
And the kicker is, as you pulled over, as the guy signaled you to turn so you can swap insurance.
There's a side street, so he points for me to turn down the side street, and then he just keeps going straight.
So you turn, he took off.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Well, yeah, has that ever it's never happened to me.
No, I just hate that it happens to Chuck so much.
Bad things?
I swear, we were just talking about this like a week ago. It might have been a month ago, but we just had another incident like this, didn't we?
Yeah, no. I've had like
Tommy Daniels,
five of them this year.
Left his blessings to you.
So this is on the heels of what we found out happened to you yesterday when the boss called. You want to tell everybody what happened there?
I don't know. I mean, He was calling to tell me so that I wouldn't hear it via rumor. So I don't think that I'm really helping his cause if I spread rumors by repeating it. But
right.
But they were just letting me know that we got a real crunch with parking passes and building passes at the new place as to how many they can hand out. And
he basically called to tell you that you're not going to be allowed to park on premises or you're not going to have an access card to get into our building.
How are
you
supposed to get into the building?
I think whenever I show up during the week, there will be a nice receptionist, and on the weekends, I can, you know, call Kevin or whoever is working before me. And
they have to let you in?
In a nice break. Yeah, whenever they're not running the board, they can run down to the door.
Oh, TC.
Down the elevator. And
oh, no.
How did Saroy arrange for my intern to get an entrance key?
You know, his interns are allowed in there. They have an access card.
Really?
I was told we could get one for
you
the
know
intern.
That.
If I had to put bets on what's going to happen, I'd be surprised if it worked out that way, wouldn't you?
Well, have one.
That the intern?
His interns have a building access card.
Well, there was a time when I thought I was going to be allowed into work already. Yeah, but I mean, you know, when you have it in your hand, call me back.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
So cocky.
Wow.
All right. I'm going to read you an email that I wrote to our boss, Jeff Catlin.
Oh, no.
Jeff, here are my ideas for a prank on TC.
Oh, God. I almost feel relief that this was...
See? In the end, it makes you happy, right?
Yeah. I feel all sorts of relief. God.
Parking. We only have a certain amount of parking, and unfortunately, you didn't make the cut for a parking pass. Tell them there is metered parking that is typically opened by Hooters.
Yep.
But since that is a good quarter mile away, be sure and wear a coat because it will be really cold. Or you can park in the daily lot over by the House of Blues, which is $7 to $10 a day. Maybe say Cumulus will pick up one day a week of the expense, but the other $28 is on him.
Yep.
That's what he told you, isn't it?
Yep.
Maybe he should consider a ride share with Dan or Bob.
Yeah, I thought that was an amusing suggestion.
Or encourage him to ride a bike or take Dart. Love to hear him talk about that. Building access. Again, there were only so many building access cards to hand out, and since TC doesn't have a real shift, he didn't make the cut once again. It came down between him and the overnight weekend board op, and you figured that the board op had more of a reason to be up here, so TC lost out.
Yeah.
He'll have to contact security guards every time he is in the building and have them escort him up. He'll also have to wear a name tag if security brings him up. Any other nut kicks you can think of would be great. Thanks, man. Jeff Catlin, response. Sounds great. Don't worry. I got this.
Yeah, he did.
Boy, you should have seen TC yesterday. So defeated as he waddles in here.
I mean, who wouldn't be?
I know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for your perusement, here is Jeff Catlin, our boss, calling TC.
Oh, boy.
To let him in on this little building prank.
Here yet?
No, I have the top 10, so.
Oh, okay. All right, good. No problem. That's fine. I'm glad I called you. Look. I'm trying to get to the bottom of the parking situation over at Victory. So, the deal is there's parking being assigned to all the full-time employees first. And then if there's times, for example, if an employee only works 8:30 to 5 and then someone like Donnie Henry works overnights and can park in that spot after 5:30 and is gone by 8, well, that can be shared parking. But the thing is not every person is going to have ability to park down there at the building. And a lot of the part-timers are going to be the ones at first that are going to be initially left out of being able to park.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've investigated other alternatives, but you're going to be one of the guys initially that's not going to have parking access in any of the garages down there. So
have you investigated other alternatives by that point? Like, he's assuming that you knew this already and that you were already on the case to scout out other locations.
No, I hadn't scouted out, but I have.
You considered a monthly pass on the Green Line.
So I figured out what the bus route would be from my house.
There's parking down there by Hooters that's on a meter.
By Hooters.
And
what do you think at this point?
That's not even remotely close.
No,
to
it's
where
really
we
not.
Are.
What is that? A half mile?
Yeah.
Hooters. Metered parking by Hooters.
Have you looked at the DART website? Because also the DART train goes right down there. It's about 150 yards from the back door of the building.
Okay, so I'm going to be scheduled for shifts that I won't be able to park at my office to work?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's how it is. Not just with you, but a lot of our part-time employees for all six of the radio stations were running into that situation, yes.
And how long will this go on for?
Well, as of right now, we're not sure. Dan Bennett is trying to work with a leasing company there, the landlord of the property, to try and get more parking access. The other issue we're running into is like tonight. There's a concert down there. Well, we can't access any of our parking after 6 o'clock tonight because it's an event night.
So, like whenever I work Stars games, like a Stars home game, what would the situation be then?
That's a great question. I don't know.
How Jason Garrett is that?
Yeah. I wish I had a great answer for you.
That definitely occurred to me at the time.
I have a great answer for you on that.
Yeah,
that's a great one.
I didn't even think about that, to be honest with you. But I know DART's an option. The other thing is there is a parking lot down the street by House of Blues, but it's $7 a day. And I'm working with Cumulus to try and get people reimbursed if they park down there. And as of right now, they're saying they couldn't reimburse it for a total week. So if you had to park down there 5 days a week, it'd be $35. They're saying they might be able to reimburse one day.
Okay.
You're accepting this.
Well, I kept on looking for the question, you know?
I mean, $35 a week you have to pay to park?
Okay.
And trust me, this man came in with a lot more piss and vinegar.
Yeah.
Once you know, he wasn't on the phone with his boss,
no
he came in like, oh my God, you're not going to believe what I have to do here. I got to park at Hooters on a meter.
And you basically lose money working that shift
right.
Paid for parking.
Right.
You're down $3 every day.
All right, so you're just letting me know about this? There's no...
Yeah, I'm trying to... Well,
where are you going there? You're just letting me know this?
Oh, well, I mean, like I said, I kept on waiting for, like, the question. Like, he was calling me, and you'd say something, and then there'd be a pause.
He wanted you to respond!
Yeah, but, I mean, he's not asking me anything, so...
Well, he's telling you!
Yeah,
You don't have any... I mean, seriously. I mean, this is a ridiculous company, I agree, but $35 a week, they're going to pick up one day? One day!
Okay. All right, I mean, I guess.
This is bad.
Yeah.
This is bad.
And everybody know, because we have about a month to move, and I just want people to, for a couple of reasons. One, yeah, for planning. You need to plan and understand what's going to be happening when we go down there. But number two, I want you to hear this stuff from me rather than a bunch of misinformation and scuttlebutt that's going on the hall around the halls of, hey, did you hear this, or who's parking where, or who's parking this way?
All right, I appreciate that.
I don't know, maybe if you thought about doing a ride share with Dan or Donnie, or trying to coordinate with, I don't know, when groups comes in the morning or something, just so you guys, I mean, Bob and Dan and Donovan obviously are going to have parking down there.
Uh-huh. Would too?
Well, yeah, because he's a full-timer.
Yeah, sure, sure.
You know, then the other thing,
who would you call first, Bob, Dan, or Donovan?
Well, I'm just, that's why I asked about Groobs, because he's the only one who's kind of on the way, but then he doesn't leave till 7. It was going to be a
but
real
But he has conundrum. Platinum parking and use of a suite at the AC anytime he wants.
All right, I'll tell you what, we're up against it here. Let's finish this up on the other side, because we got to still get to TC not being allowed in his own building next.
The Unticket.
All here still for another hour before Gordon takes over and does Norm's shift. White Elephant Wednesday here on The Ticket. We're in the middle of a good old fashioned prank. TC Fleming joins us. TC, we are moving to our new building here. The salespeople have already moved. We'll be moving officially, the broadcast folks, after the new year on the 7th. We're filling out all these forms here, key requests, fob requests for parking access, for building access. Well, had the idea of our boss calling TC, who's already kind of got an attitude about where his place is around here.
Right.
And the boss basically told him, shut up. The boss basically told him, first off, look, sorry, you're not going to get a parking pass. And you're going to have to park either at a meter joint on Hooter in front of Hooters or at a pay lot. But Cumulus will pick up one day a week. The other $35 are on you. Or just figure out a way to get to the station on your own. Ride share, bike, Dart, whatever it may be. And I don't know what was going through your head at that point. But then...
The Bears.
Twice Cat tried to turn him on to Dart.
Golden Tate, Golden Tate, Golden Tate, Golden... That's all. It's just a Golden Tate hamster wheel.
Did you see that touchdown catch yet?
I did.
Something.
It was awesome. So... Then Kat starts to get into actual access to the building, because there's two separate keys.
Mm-hmm.
Key to the parking garage, which you will not have, and then a separate key to get into the building in which you work. To which he informs you that, sorry, little buddy, that's probably not going to happen.
Oh, man.
You know, then the other thing I was talking about doing is building access.
Uh-huh.
Because the company, the land leasing company down there, they're just being real pains about who has building access. And so Dan and I are trying, Bennett, are trying to explain to them, look, it's not, this is not IBM. This is not some generic business company here. We have people that work in these radio stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have a lot of people that come in here to work.
Yeah.
So.
You know where this is going? Like, did you know at the time that you were getting ready to be denied access into your own building?
No. I don't know what I was thinking.
What I'm looking at there is trying to get everybody building access cards, but again, the part-time people are not going to get it until all the full-time people have been accounted for. And again, this is not just Ticket, TC. This is all six radio stations, and we're all going to the same spot.
Sure.
So, I mean...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Whatever.
Of course.
Just being an agreeable
guy. Of course,
guy.
I know this.
Of course,
team
boss.
Player.
I'm all about the company.
I mean, I have to get guys like Donnie Howard taken care of. You know, and our full-time people...
He keeps mentioning, too, the overnight board op, trying to, I think, stick it in your craw a little bit. Like, just letting you know that a little more important than you are, big guy.
People first, and then, you know, we'll work on getting you an access card too. So I think, you know, when you start going down there, it'll kind of be like, you know, having to call into the office and having someone let you in the door.
Okay.
Okay.
So
Now, again, he's expecting some sort of retort. You're just like, well, okay, I mean, I guess I don't have access to my own building. Fine with me.
Are you stewing inside at this point?
It makes sense.
You have to be.
Dude, he was up here all day talking about
it. Yeah, no,
I
felt this was a great injustice, but I didn't think I was going to make any headway by telling, you know, I knew that what's telling us going to accomplish?
Stand up to him. Don't allow yourself to be buffaloed.
He was scared to death to say anything to him.
Okay, well, this sounds great.
This is finally your chance to put Kat in his place.
No, I don't get chances.
This was your big moment.
It was.
No.
He's down there laughing his ass off.
Meanwhile, you're over there stewing. Yeah. Here's your chance.
He's been providing me with wonderful opportunities to work at a station.
Now the mics are on. Here we go.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
At this point, are you just happy you've got a job?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You go. Okay.
That was the only thing I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll get to what TC did after this. Here's the end.
You know, we'll work on getting you an access card, too. So I think, you know, when you start going down there, it'll kind of be like, you know, having to call into the office and having someone let you in the door.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Appreciate letting me know.
All right, well, cool. Then I'll let you know how it's all shaking out here as we get a little bit...
Like, he's so taken aback by the fact that you're just so non-confrontational. He calls me immediately afterwards. He was like, dude, I think he sniffed this out because it was like he didn't even care. And I'm like, well...
That's him.
I go, first off, that is TC. Secondly, if he did sniff it out, I go, we'll be able to tell because he'll talk to people up here for sure.
Yep.
And I wasn't up here for 30 seconds before I hear, hey, you know I'm not being allowed in the building.
Like, now, why was this necessary? Was this last white elephant when you made Corby so angry?
No, it was Gordon was on vacation this summer. And I filled in for Gordon one day.
And I thought the rather harmless and frankly underrated prank that you had.
Kind of fun for everyone, right?
I thought it was fun for everyone.
Well, is this not fun for everyone?
No, it was.
At least on the flip side, he's happy because it's fake.
Yes.
It's not real or anything.
Whereas your kids were really awake.
My kids were staring at me. What are we doing up at 2 in the morning?
Your wife is pissed.
So there's a teddy bear by one arm.
So, all right.
If your reports of how much that day for you was ruined were accurate, I think that you did do a good job of returning it in full measure.
Of ruining your day?
Yeah, well, here's the only thing in my mind, all of yesterday.
Here's the bad thing, if you did sniff it out, you know, like I said, we would have known about this.
Yeah.
And so I told Jeff, I go, well, here's the deal. If he thinks this is a bit, then let's just carry it out all the way for 1 month and let him park at Hooters and let him call up for like a week or 10 days. And then, so he'll think it's real, and then we'll break it to him.
That would have been a real jerk move.
Well, yeah, but I was willing to carry it out just for the sake of the bit.
It would have been real jerk if you're paying $35 a week to park at House of Blues.
Yeah.
So here's what TC did. TC
got his coat on, and he's walking through the cold wind.
This is cold, Golden Tate.
So here's what TC did. TC took to Twitter. Now, he tried to nip this in the bud quickly because he was not going to park at Hooters. He was not going to pay $35 a week. You took to Twitter.
Ingenuity, man.
And said what?
I asked if anyone lived near the AAC. Thought maybe I could get in one of those apartment parking lots nearby.
He basically was contacting the W Hotel and residences over there to see if he could poach on their parking.
They got some guest spots. Maybe you get the access code.
Hey, dude, let me tell you something. Take the $7 a day. I don't think the W is less than $7 a day.
No.
That's $7 a minute.
If you know someone there that'll let you in, then it's free.
And what kind of headway did you make?
Like a big TC fan.
I got a guy who lives there. I sent an email and then never heard a word about him. I don't think he was keen on what I was selling.
Well, cheer up, buddy.
Look, now you got parking access.
Your car may be trashed, but at least you can park it somewhere.
And you're allowed in the building that you work. How about that? Yay. You're not some pariah with a name tag.
Moving up.
And you still have a job, PC.
Right.
There you go, pal.
Right.
Moving up in the world, my good man.
I'm just glad this prank ended without, like, any of my family members dying or, like,
oh, wait, there's more.
A family pet home.
I would like you to now meet the man who rear-ended you this morning. It is my brother. No, I don't have anything on that. All right, good fun. Coming up next, it is Bob's Corner?
Something like that. It's the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. How do we celebrate it at the Ticket?
Jokes.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents the 11th annual Whataburger Normathon. It's over 13 straight hours of Norm Hitzkus dad jokes, poll picks, plays you missed, and pop-offs.
Norman.
All day Monday, December 26th, live from the Star Power on the tollway at Arapahoe.